Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 25, 2009. Israeli Navy forces attacked fishermen in Gaza and troops shot a boy in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Navy attacked a Palestinian fishing boat, kidnapping the four fishermen who were abroad, and took over the boat on Wednesday morning, local sources reported. The fishermen, three brothers and a relative, were taken to unknown destination. They were fishing in Palestinian territorial waters near Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, witnesses said. Locals say the Israeli Navy frequently attack fishermen and shell Palestinian fishing boats and have wounded and kidnapped dozens of fishermen before. Earlier this week, a young Palestinian fisherman was shot and seriously wounded when the Israeli Navy shelled an area northeast of Gaza City. In other news, Israeli soldiers shot and seriously wounded a Palestinian youth at the Hawara roadblock south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Wednesday morning. Local sources said that the boy was shot by the Israeli troops, then soldiers called an ambulance and took the boy away. Meanwhile, the Palestinian News and Information Agency, WAFA, reported on Wednesday morning that Israeli soldiers kidnapped 17 Palestinian civilians after the army invaded a number of villages and cities in the West Bank. The army invaded Nablus, Ramallah and Hebron, broke into and searched dozens of homes. The Israeli Civil Court of Khedera extended on Wednesday the detention of 22 young men who were taken by the police on Tuesday during the clashes that took place in the town of Umm al-Fahm in northern Israel. The residents tried to stop Israeli right-wing groups from marching into the town. During Tuesday's clashes, the Israeli police attacked residents and local community leaders in Umm al-Fahm, injuring 8 civilians, including one critically. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Banoura and George Ishmawi.